All right, Sunday, 7:03 actually. Intro, and we'll be right back.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Had to see you one last time. There's something on my mind. How do I say what needs to be said? The words are hard to find. How about, bitch, give me my money? I'm about to take it out your ass.
Britney Spears. We don't play her music, but we'd sure like to pin her legs back like a Tyson chicken. Radio. The Internet. Sponsored by Dullsoft Shoutcast.
Welcome to...
Dream Wreck Radio.
Okay! Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Fucking hostile!
Well, after he made, like, shitty movies.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a question.
Wow.
Back
wow.
in the day, before you first started the show,
yeah.
What was the intro like?
I
know somebody made that for you.
No,
after
I
you
made
started.
That. I made that.
The Britney Spears and
yeah.
everything? When did you make it?
Like 3 years ago.
Before your first show?
I mean, that
well,
was
Britney Spears is a piece of Opie and Anthony.
And they've been off the air for 2 years.
Right.
No, but what I'm saying is, did you do it before your first show?
Yeah.
Okay, so you've always just...
That was the CSR... That was
yeah,
the
that
CSR
was a Counter-Strike
I know that.
Radio.
It's just too good of an intro to get rid of.
Yeah.
If somebody makes me a better one...
I thought somebody made you another one.
Yeah, they did. That was the... They made a, you know, Counter-Strike Radio intro.
How did that one go?
I still got it. Hello. Hold on. CSR... There's the I Love You intro, which is cool. CS Radio Life Tips. That was good. Hold on. Yeah, this is the I Love You
the
intro.
The word fuck.
Oh, you said I love you?
No.
Yes, you did when you hung up the phone.
No.
When you called up before the show, when you hung...
Recorded. Hold on. Hold on. I can play it.
Yeah, that was
when you hung up the phone, you must have thought you were talking to Jade and said, I love you.
No, that was like some cross-communication number.
Hold on.
Phones.
Hold on.
Oh, you whore. You fucking whore.
Oh, here it comes.
No, I'm not going to. I'm not a Google password.
Hold on.
Uh-huh. All right, I'll call back in a short time. Love you. Bye.
To the love phone.
Love phones.
Love phones.
Love phones.
Love phones.
Love phone.
Love line, sorry.
Love radio.
And I love you. And I love you all.
I love you.
Do not say I love you when you hang up.
I'll call back when it's your turn. Love you, fuck.
I love you.
I love you, man.
Don't say I love you, fuck.
I love you thing is getting a little out of hand.
That was a great intro.
Yeah.
That was a great show. That's a classic
Counter-Strike
radio show.
Was.
We spent a good 30 minutes just harping on that guy. And everybody, we had like 12 callers that show. And everybody at the end of the call, love you, bye. Anyways, you're listening to EverQuest Radio.
More
MMORG Radio. World of Warcraft Radio. I don't know.
We
Lineage
talk about
2.
Everything.
No, actually, Lineage 2 completely
Man,
bombed.
We go do like this.
Like this?
Do you have a mole on your face?
I have a mole.
Either that or you need to go to the bathroom.
Moly, 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 moly.
Yeah.
Still there?
Yes.
Mole.
It's mole. Cancer.
Mole.
Mole. I know it is. It
Peter
is.
Joined us.
It's nice to mole you.
Nice to mole you. Meet you.
Meet you.
I'm number three.
Whoa!
Whoa!
Do you only number mole. Three?
No.
I go number four.
Anyways, you have Tasso. Or actually, I'm playing Frawl now, but in Tasso.
In the game, you named it Frawl?
Frawl, because I had a Tasso. Tasso was an undead rogue.
So this is your second character?
Yeah, the wizard. Warlock. Sorry.
Okay.
And the very...
annoying Snowdog.
Snowdog. I'll let you fill in the verb by yourself.
Of course, the official Legion of the Dead mascot, the great Shizma, who finally dinged the 60. Oh, my God. It was like the walls of Berlin fell.
Took Tom 3 years?
Took me 3 years.
That was funny.
Actually, probably four, because it took me to get Snowdog 3 years.
Yeah, but
and
I have a vast...
2 months to do it for my cleric.
How long did it take you, though?
What?
How long did it take you to get to 60?
What, from 59th to 60?
No, from, like, 1st to 60.
Oh, from 1st to 60? Oh, God.
I started
Shizma at the same time you started...
So, 4 years?
When did you start
XESE?
XESE.
Like, 4 years ago?
4 years ago. Uh-huh. Prepare for running
speed! That's wrong. Okay, that was the wrong button.
Hey, I said it to my girlfriend.
Excuse me, but I do believe that sucked ass.
All right, fucked it up. All right, keep going. Next. No.
Anyway, the patches in EverQuest, most of their promises that they said on in the summit actually came true.
Yeah, I know. You know nobody listens to this show.
They only passed. They only missed a few of them. Not even.
I'm starting to. I really enjoy like hanging out and bullshitting because you know it's something to do other than playing World of Warcraft.
Well, is this costing you money yet?
No.
So then I'm not worried about the listeners until it costs us money.
Right.
But I don't know. It's
I mean,
like,
it's nice.
I kind of promoted
listen.
It on the World of Warcraft site and got a couple of people like downloaded, but it wasn't really, you know, eh. Yeah, I think we'd
it
have
is
to be
summer too. If you notice, if you go back, the ones that are before,
mm-hmm.
really
before it was
Memorial
nice weather,
Day,
yes.
have higher numbers than the ones after Memorial Day.
Actually, from what I've seen of actually recently of World of Warcraft, I noticed that the most, I'd say, sexually deprived EverQuest players are going to wind up
dark elf knight.
Instead of wow, you
actually night elf druids. Yeah,
I'm telling you, anyone who listens to EverQuest here that plays a any kind of provocatively character in EverQuest will probably be a millionaire in World of Warcraft if they play the female night elf, because not only do they, I mean, they're shapely, they dance like strippers.
They pretty much have a bra and thong.
Bra and thong on when you can take all their clothes off. And it's I can see people coming up to me. Hi, would you like to come into the bar in cyber? I'm really on the middle of a quest right now. You just see drop her pants. I'll be in a minute.
I really think that game should be age limited.
Yeah, I think
so. Yeah, I think so too. I agree.
Especially because of the gnome. I can't believe. I mean, when we did, if first time listening to the show, a couple of shows back, I actually showed them the gnomes dancing.
Yeah.
And it was just sounds of horror. And they were like, it looks like a
children doing it.
Peter has got a question for you.
Oh.
Wants to know, have you ever played Anarchy Online?
I looked at it. When it first came out,
it sucked,
and it was complete crap. Meaning, the game was not even close to being done. You'd go and get a quest, and the quest thing would be broken. The lag in the cities was horrible. You had to you crashed like 7-8 times just trying to get away from the city, so you could get get away from the lag.
Mm-hmm.
There was clipping problems. You'd be mobs would hit you from like across the world. I mean, it was just what.
Ghidorah says, I hope you aren't considering quoting the show. That would suck.
I don't think get some people to listen to the fucking show. Okay.
No, we're not going to quit anytime soon.
Now, you know, it's I've always said, I don't care. Yeah, what, you know, how many people listen to the show?
As long as we're not dumping money.
We had 32 people download the show last week.
Well, it's 32 better than none.
Yeah, but, you know, it's kind of like we don't do
disappointing.
I don't do any promotion of the show. Basically, I'm kind of like...
Now, Counter-Strike Radio, did you promote it?
No, it just spread word of mouth. People would tell them, hey, you know, CSR Radio's on, hey, and they would come and listen. You know, and here...
What are we doing different on EverQuest Radio than you did?
Well, Counter-Strike, you could stop playing for an hour and listen to the show and then go back to Counter-Strike. EverQuest, you get, you know...
I'm in the middle of a raid!
I'm grinding!
It's kind of like... L-U-N...
MMORG Radio.
Waiting for Tomax to pop.
But, you know, I mean, the whole thing is there is an MP3 player in the game. And how many times, you know, you've been at a raid and it's just like 30 minutes, 40 minutes, you're not doing nothing, you're waiting for the raid to gather, or this is the perfect time killer. And then, you know, pause it when you have to. If you don't have to pause it, you listen to the whole show.
I got another question for you. You were talking about lag on Anarchy.
Yeah.
Now, people on EverQuest talk about all this extreme lag.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have lag.
Well, because
what's the difference between what I have and what everybody else has?
We have a better internet connection than most people. Mike's already set up and everything for you.
I know, amazing.
Yeah. All hail.
Hello, everybody.
The Führer is here.
Yeah.
Blobbert's in the house.
Alles klar.
And now, because, you know, we set that mic up for you after the show, I'm getting anal.
Oh,
I videotape?
I'm going to be picky about everything.
Ooh!
Can I videotape?
No.
Speaking about anal and picking, did everyone enjoy the corn tonight?
Anal picking?
Yes,
I did.
I enjoyed the roasted corn on the cob.
Yeah, it was
I liked the, actually,
well,
I liked the burnt one. That was
on
good.
It.
Well, she
even
put
though it feels like it's going
like
right through.
Dill
me. I don't know. Maybe
butter
it was
thing.
No, I don't think she put the dill on the corn, but
no,
on the
did.
Corn
yeah,
she
yeah.
puts. I didn't taste dill.
Well, it was very little. It was very little, yeah. But it was a mixture. You know, it was the butter with all.
Actually,
the...
Actually, has anyone eaten like a lot of corn and had the runs?
No.
It feels like you ate a bag of BBs.
Okay.
Tom, when have you ever eaten that much corn at one time?
No, you don't have to eat that much corn. One or two cobs will, and just get a bout of diarrhea, and it's just it's like I mean,
we're talking about lag, and now he's talking about diarrhea.
Oh yeah. I figured I'd be the first one to go.
I guess when you get lag, that's a good time to get diarrhea.
Right, I figured
so
I'd be the first one to go.
So you sit on the toilet when you have the runs and go,
oh, shit! Pretty much.
That was loud.
Yeah, that was a tad probably too loud.
I think that was a little
I can see
loud.
A lot of people's speakers are suddenly getting blown out.
I'd rather be hung over and have the runs than being
okay,
hung over.
Okay, for those
and
of you that still have speakers.
Well, I do. Mine plays through my surround sound.
You better turn it down for this one.
But I have to admit, though, EverQuest kept their promise when it came to the next patch.
Some things were added ASAP.
Well, what didn't they do?
Well, now, at least I'm not getting stuck anywhere anymore, so that's fine.
Yeah, it's getting better with every patch.
What
right?
did they not do? I know they fixed God again.
More retuning.
Ooh.
And they did the...
That was the last piece that's left
that's
over
fine.
From last week.
That's fine.
It's a week old.
Ooh. That's Bob food.
Bob food.
Yummy. Our resident homeless person.
Yeah, Bob didn't come with you.
I was about to say, Tom's like, oh, Bob didn't meet. I'm like, why the fuck should he come to Van's house? What for? So he could say hello, goodbye?
Pretty much.
What are we doing?
He's on this way out here. Yeah.
So. I don't know. So what's other? So
what were the patches supposed to be? Because I know they did the raid upgrade, the group and all that corpse thing.
The consent.
They did the guy.
That's a blessing.
How does the consent work?
I don't know. I haven't tried it yet.
You haven't Ranger. You haven't died yet.
I think it's
slashed. Really, I've only been on like one raid since the new patch came out. I haven't been playing much.
I think it's slash consent raid
and / consent group.
Really?
Yeah.
So anybody in your raid or anybody in your group can drag your corpse.
Yeah.
I know the new raid window's nice because now you can look in there and you can see who the main tank is and who the polar
is.
Yeah,
instead of spending a half hour and playing a knowledge naked going consent this, consent him, right. consent.
Do they have
Motive.
The raid message of the day?
What? In the Legion?
What
no,
you
mean in the mode itself when you first log on? I haven't read it.
No, there's supposed to be a raid message of the day.
Not a message of the day, a raid message.
When you join the raid, you'll get a message.
No, that's not working right.
No,
we tried it the other day. The
like
guy
I said, I don't know.
Filled
a lot of
out the
I don't
information
know.
On it, and then had somebody jump out of the raid and come back in, and they're like, you have to actually open the box and look at what the mode it is to see it.
Actually, no. You know what would be really cool?
It's not
if
working
they actually
yet.
Had like a faction table.
What? A faction table?
A faction table. A faction table, yeah.
I'd still love to, yeah, I'd still love to know.
So you don't have to run all the
all
way to
factions.
So you have to run all the way to the guy to consent. In other words, if you're doing a, you know, a faction, you know, a faction quest there, you know, just
right.
get somebody up. You can sit there and just hit a table, you know, and say, okay, now I'm oh, I'm apprehensive. All right, I can get into Freeport without having to go all the way there to consent a guard. Oh.
Yeah, that would be nice because, like,
yeah,
I got killed in Quainos due to bad faction, and then like a month later, don't ask me how, I zone in and I'm just like at distance, gonna con a guard, and I'm like, oh, I got good faction. How the hell did that happen?
Yeah, because you killed something.
Yeah,
but no,
whatever
I know
case
that,
may
but
be,
it
but it
would
be
nice
if first of all, it'd be nice if you just knew all the factions. It's really weird. All of a sudden, you see a faction come up. You know, and you go,
yeah.
I haven't. Like, you kill shit in LDON and all of a sudden you lose faction with some sort of mob in one of the LDONs? You're like, well, who gives a shit?
Right, because you're going to kill them anyway.
Yeah,
you're not
going to
walk
them.
And go, oh, I can't kill the Sonyups.
Yeah, sorry, I'm on this faction. I can't do this adventure.
Yeah, sorry.
What stupidness is
that? That's ridiculous.
Like
that is stupid.
But
I don't
then,
know. I guess if you kill somebody, you're going to make somebody else hate you, so.
Well, I guess
yeah,
if
but
you,
saying,
if for some guy,
yeah, there are some
reason,
mobs, though.
Yeah, like
that start out kill on sight, and then you get worse.
Yeah, well, that's the whole point.
Plane of storms.
What's
Bot,
kill on
Bestie
sight?
Best of thunder.
Yeah, what about it?
Oh,
when you kill the
them.
Giants.
Yeah.
Your faction with the, you know, whatever has gotten lower.
Well, no shit. Yeah, I'm already KOS. How can it go any lower?
Yeah, but there's no quest. There's nothing you can kill to make their faction go up.
Actually, what cracks me up is my god is Kazakh Thul.
Maybe if you killed Asgard.
Nope.
I know, but I'm saying my
god. I don't know. I've never killed him, so I don't know.
My god is Kazakh Thul. You figured if I walk into the plane of fear, I wouldn't be able to have. No. I am killed on sight with everything in fear except for him. And no matter what I do, no matter how many times I kill him, he'll always judge me amiably.
Really?
Yeah.
Your faction doesn't go down for killing him?
Nope. Oh. I guess he's happy that you killed him because then, you know, I'm breeding fear.
That's right.
Oh.
I guess I'll be fearsome.
Ghidorah says that when she logs on to Anarchy Online, she promotes he promotes the radio show.
Our radio show?
Yes, it's part of her thing when she logs on.
Part of her signature?
Yeah.
Cool.
Log in to Anarchy. Really? Well, how is it now? Well, Ghidorah can fill us in. How is the game now? The launch sucked ass, and it really
What Anarchy Online?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I did a show on it, you know, way back when, and it was just horrible. I mean, it was just it's one of those. Okay, this game wasn't ready to be released, and they just rushed it out the door.
Oh, I love when they do that.
Yeah, well,
yeah, Sony's going to do that with EverQuest 2. I know it.
Well, beta hasn't
that
started yet.
That may have changed.
The beta hasn't started yet, and what's his release date like? For
3 months?
Wait.
Yeah, for probably for Christmas, right?
You mean to tell
before
me?
Before Christmas.
They may push it back.
They
want to
be out before... Wow.
Wait.
Oh,
mean,
God.
You mean to tell me the man with the Coke line on the front of the table went...
I think they may...
I think we should beta test this to like one's good. Nah.
They have the ticker up again. To tell you, you know, what expansions to buy when you log on to EverQuest.
Oh,
well, it's still 7
and it doesn't
out of 7.
Include.
Right, they took that out because
right,
basically EverQuest players were telling them, "Fuck you, we're not buying another damn thing." Basically,
until you fix this mess.
Right. Okay. Also, I do not think, even though they're going to raise the level cap, they're trying to make you know raise the level cap, epics part deux, yeah, and all that.
I'd like another epic.
You won't be able to do it, though.
Why not?
Because it'll be time.
Wouldn't that be funny? Vindy kind of white
to you.
You
have to do it.
That's retarded.
Well, yeah. Well, that's, you know, you have to be Uber. You have to be in the top 1% of EverQuest to get your second epic.
Well, you got
to
understand, they're aiming it towards this. Every patch that comes out is always aiming towards
high end. But the high end players are the ones that bleed the most as far as
well, because they've done what they could do. And
right. I mean,
yeah, like what's after time, you know? It's
well, that's the whole
you
point.
Just go back and you just you basically what you're doing is you, you know, you get. I noticed with the Legion, you get the hardcore players, which is the ones you know the first ones in sleepers, the first one in Vex style, the first ones are going to be
right.
in time, and what they do is they'll conquer. They'll conquer, you know, that and then
they
help the other next runners up get their keys to Vextile, get them flagged and this and that, and then those will help the shard people,
yeah,
the
but it takes
key
for,
people,
but I'm saying,
the flag
the biggest,
people.
The biggest thing with, you know, it's kind of, you know, what they need to come out with is an expansion. Actually, you know what I think they should do? The one saving grace that EverQuest could do. Right.
Anarchy Online is very much like EverQuest. Quest, but unlike EverQuest, the customer service is good.
Oh, so they actually beefed up there because originally it sucked. So it might be a, you know, so what I'm asking, Ghidra, again, basically is how stable is the game and how does it.
Is it,
you know,
laggy?
Is it laggy? Are there technical problems? Or have they ironed all that stuff out? Basically, that's what I'm asking.
Well, how long ago did Anarchy Online come out?
2 years.
A lot of that should be fixed,
should
you would
be.
Think.
But a lot of people have a bad taste in the mouth because they went out and bought it because it's supposed to be cool. And then they got it and it was like, bleh.
Is it one of those $50 right. games? Or was it a $19.99 game?
It was a $50 game.
Oh.
Anyways, what were we talking about?
Well, if you think about Plane of Time.
We were talking about the expansions and some saving grace.
Right, I said the only.
Of the saving grace.
The
of
only thing they could do, I think, to get people to come back, to show that they've changed and they care about the customer, is after the fuck up that was God and lying basically to
everybody.
95% of the people that bought it. You know, because remember, on the box or on the thing, it said, new zones for level 55 and up.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, one zone for level 50. Everything else hits for like 1,000.
Right.
Yeah, you know, it's like. You can't.
Leg's not bad.
Everything else
show.
Is elementally geared.
55th level, you know, Shatter Knight. That's 50. Yeah, that's elementally geared.
Yeah. Might but survive for, you know, a minute.
No, but so that's, you know, a lot. If you look at this expansion, it's pretty much what God should have been altogether. Yeah.
It's really what God should have been.
Yeah, that's what he just said.
You said all together. You guys didn't jump in on that one.
Yes, but it is. Yeah, okay.
Because remember,
but
they
getting
even
us to pay twice.
Right, that's the problem. They even admitted that God was originally tuned. The zones that they released was tuned for level 70.
Right.
They rushed it out the door because people had finished Pop. There was nothing else to do, and they were going to see players bleeding off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, as people got bored.
But they rushed out God. It didn't serve them any purpose.
No,
and then they tried to rush this one out with all the fuck ups from the
God still being fucked up.
Right, and with
God's
DX9
still
fucked up, people getting stuck in trees, and they tried to rush out another one.
Right.
Finally, well, in their defense, they at least finally listened.
Only for one reason.
Are the phones on?
Woody, yes, they are. Woody from GU Comics.
Right.
Put up a comic basically saying, you know, get your hand out of my wallet. And then on his message boards, he was saying he's calling for an all-out boycott.
No, I understand that.
Avow.
No, but that's why. But they listened.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. They listened.
Well,
they could have just said, you know something? If we throw it out there anyway.
You know what they listened to? What they listened to was the fact that I guarantee that people saw, you know, ooh, new expansion. And people were like, yeah, whatever. You know, and just did pre-order.
Because after God. Yeah, the pre-orders were probably shit.
Right. So
and after God, they were like, wait a minute. Yeah, I mean, come on. They threw God
what
out there.
What they should
and
do.
Okay,
so back
I still
to
have
what
not. Still, I John Dillard, one of the guys we play with,
yeah.
was showing off some, you know, an Uber org. Uber. 20 hit point org.
Okay.
And he's out collecting them because they're not lore.
Okay.
You know, and he's putting them on all his gear, you know, because he's going for high hit point shaman.
Right.
And I'm like, where'd you get that from? Oh, I'm killing so-and-so. Well, where the hell is that? Oh, it's in, wherever, Nairi, whatever.
Nagura or Burindu?
Whatever it is. And I'm like, oh. I said, you know, I bought that expansion, and I have yet to step foot in a God zone.
Right. Oh. I went in there to get a basement.
Three raids, two wipes,
yeah, I
four deaths.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing is, like, my guild just called yesterday for a God raid.
Yeah,
you know, and they ended up not because people weren't interested. Because the last three times we tried to kill the guy, we've wiped.
Because that guy is meant for elementally
right.
geared or better,
right,
and you're not. You need to concentrate as a guild on pop. But again, let me say what
the point.
This is what would make me think about coming back to EverQuest. Okay, and I think it would make a lot of other people that have left think about coming back to EverQuest. If they release this new expansion,
and there's no flaws?
No. And they say if you have God, you automatically have this expansion.
Yeah.
That would be about it. That would be, to me, that would show that they've changed. They'd said, look, we released God unfinished.
Right. This is the finish of God. Technically, this is the same path, the same expansion.
Right.
They ain't doing that.
They won't do that.
Right. If they did, the guy that did all that's doing all the coke, you know, when he designs the expansions, decided to, you know, probably killed over and died and they replaced him.
I was about to say, Van wouldn't do that.
What?
If you had the process of making $1 million and you decided to give it
no,
away free.
Because you would make so much more money off of people coming back.
Mm. But back to Anarchy?
You see, the biggest problem with this is now that they're switching.
Hold on.
Oh, okay. Go.
Gittera said Anarchy Online came out with an expansion a year ago called Shadowlands.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Many Anarchy Online players were pissed because it made Anarchy Online into an EverQuest clone. And that was about the time Gittera started listening to our show.
Oh, okay.
So Gittera says, I'll try to call into your show at work at the moment. Might run out for a smoke. We'll try to call then.
Oh, cool.
Good idea.
Cool.
Actually, let me check the phones before they...
That's why I asked you if the phones were working.
Well, no, let me just check here. Let me...
Whoa!
Oh, there she...
Jesus Christ. That was loud. Hello?
Gidra?
Hello? Hello? Oh, shit.
Hello? Mr. or Mrs. Tasso?
Hello?
Hi. My name is Johnny.
I thought you were just checking to see if it was ringing. If it was
no,
working.
Somebody called in.
Oh.
And they're still there.
Hello?
Oh, you know what? It rang once, and I picked it up. If you wish to make a call.
If you'd like to make a call, hang on.
It rang one time, and I picked it up.
You have to wait two rings?
No, I guess they hung up.
Oh.
Sorry, Gidra.
Probably a wrong number.
Ouch.
Right, your little 8-year-old
well,
kid.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Is Mary there?
EverQuest show, we get a wrong phone number.
Oh, we've had that before. So, anyways.
Actually, you know
that,
what?
I think they would have more people coming back.
I pulled
for them.
Yeah.
Because what does this have? What does this next expansion have? Has level 70.
Which, that alone, forget anything else you're going to say.
Right.
Will make 90-some-odd percent of the EverQuest players buy it.
Instead of 98, though.
It won't matter.
Yeah.
A lot of people are looking forward to the, because they're saying, oh, I got 300, 400 AAs. I'd like to be able to do something else.
But the whole point is, once you make it to level 70, you know, there's...
You're no longer the best in the game, so now you got to be the best. So you have to get to level 70.
You have to get to level 70. I'm a 65th level ranger. All of a sudden, I'd be like, you know,
they've lost
an also ran. Unless
but if they've bled off 50,000 players, and you know, come out with a free, basically a finishing expansion... You would see...
But
you know,
would that bring back that many of them?
I think it would bring back at least 50%
well,
of them.
Well, let's put it this way.
I don't think
bring
so.
Back...
I think so.
A lot of them may never find out. How are they going to find out? It's
oh, no, they'll know because they play other games, whatever.
Right.
Sony could send...
If they came
Sony could send an email out to all of their previous players that have since stopped playing,
yeah.
You know, because of...
And they've
you know,
done that before. They've sent my... You know, when I canceled my other two accounts, basically they were, you know... They sent me emails saying, free week. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
For a week? And
a
they
free
still want
week?
They'll give you a free week if you give them the credit card for another month.
The point is, it's an addiction. And if someone is able to get the addiction out of their system, it would take a lot to bring them back.
Hi, it's been 3 years since I played EverQuest.
But let's...
Hail!
Let's go over...
You're not fair. You're not cured.
Yeah, but here's what I'm saying. Okay. The new expansion...
Yes.
...is supposed to have this. It's supposed to have level 70.
Yes.
Okay, which was basically, God was tuned for level 70 characters.
Right, but they
so
cut
God
it down a lot.
So God should have had it. No, they cut it down because they released the expansion without increasing the level because they wanted to make more money. They, new graphics engine. Remember they were talking about the new graphics engine?
Before?
Okay, let it ring
let's
twice.
Try this again.
Let's try this one more time.
Pusa!
Hello.
Morph Radio.
Gidra?
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, is this Warcraft Radio?
Yeah, World of Warcraft Radio.
That's us.
Yeah, how you guys doing? This is Ghidorah.
Oh,
oh, Ghidorah. We've been saying it wrong.
Well, you say female that got me to call. Hey, guys, just going to ask, kissing over with first. You guys have a really good show.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you very much.
I really hope you guys, you don't decide to, you know, can the show.
Oh, Bob missed that conversation. We'll have to fill him in afterwards.
I missed something to start the show?
No, no, no. It's nothing bad. Well, I mean,
okay.
Well, I appreciate that you like the show.
I'm one of the long time listeners. I listened to your show back when I was Counter Strike Radio, and you guys have some serious talent. Because I've heard, you know, the Rant Radio and a bunch of those other internet radio shows.
He likes the butt sex.
None of them really can hold a candle to like the energy that you guys bring to the engineer.
Thank you.
I'm going to pump you up.
Yes.
All right, so that's
can I have your child after saying that?
Hey, yeah, so far as Anarchy Online goes, the game's been out for almost 3 years, and it's changed, you know, obviously that time dramatically. It's a good game, but like any other game out there, it's gotten tired.
Already?
Yeah, it's, you know, the premise and everything else. They went into heavy, fantasy, very much like EverQuest.
Oh, but when it originally came out, it was all techno.
It exactly. Was like technology. They went away from that. There was the company almost went bankrupt, and the people that took over or reorganized it almost directly copied EverQuest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I heard this from many EverQuest users who were joined Anarchy Online. And at first I almost quit AO because I didn't like the EverQuest style. But it's something, you get used to.
Right, right.
But a lot of people, tons of people talk about going to WoW or actually particularly Lineage right now.
Yeah, Lineage isn't really doing that good. They got about 60,000 subscribers in the U.S. I mean, they're doing great in Korea. Yeah, Korea's got like 500,000, players. But in the United States, it's, basically what I would call like the BattleNet kiddies are ruining the game. It's like there are people that get the game just to grief people. They don't care if their names are read and they're attacked on site by guards. They'll sit there and just kill you over and over again.
Would that be sort of like Counter-Strike going up a ladder and not moving?
Yeah.
So Lineage is player versus player?
Yeah. Open player versus player. You don't have a choice. Basically, somebody can walk up to you for no reason and kill you.
Not my game.
Yeah, exactly. Not a lot of people's game. So...
What do you play right now? Just Anarchy Online?
Anarchy Online, and I still play a little of Counter-Strike, too.
Counter-Strike.
I picked up Far Cry, but I basically installed it, and that's about as far as I got.
No. But, I mean, Counter-Strike's... I mean, I was playing Counter-Strike like a month ago. I mean, I ended up... I still have it installed on my hard drive, so... But it's still the same old game. With Counter-Strike, did you get I guess you would call it, the single-player version of it, Condition Zero?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, to me, it was like, okay, they retextured the maps, but it's still the same game.
One last thing about Anarchy Online, then I won't bore you guys.
No, that's
really
right.
The topic of the show. One other thing I've noticed about AO, and I think you've said this about EverQuest to a certain extent as well, AO's new population is almost nothing. And all the newbies you see in the game are always twinks.
Right, right,
right.
Which is basically EverQuest at the same time, too.
That's because you got a lot of people that have been playing it so long, they want a tune that they don't have to work the way they did their first
tune. Just you're not getting any new buyers, though.
Exactly. I know so many people have 2, 3, 4 accounts. Jeez. And some of the people that start up as newbies are doing it to see if they can fool experienced players into thinking they're newbies.
Oh, the begging.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before.
No, but you mean like begging, oh, hey, can I get, you got any gear for a first level whatever?
You con read to me.
Yeah, somebody
said. Well, that, or even more pathetic, asking dumb questions to, make you commit half an hour time to explain the game. Then you get the laughter, like, I have a...
You got to be kidding me.
Level, whatever. I know the game back and forth.
What's the level, what are the levels in Anarchy Online?
When they came out with Shadowlands, which is the... Almost anybody would tell you it's almost a direct EverQuest ripoff with dragons and everything else. They increased the cap from 200 to 220.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Damn.
And we're about to... Actually, there's another expansion coming out in 3 months.
And we're bitching about...
It's called Alien Invasion, and supposedly they're supposed to get the game back into the sci-fi genre.
Oh, okay. See, and that's what's funny. It's funny you say that because EverQuest, if you listened to last week's show, basically said no more aliens. They're not going to, in other words, no more aliens and zones you can't pronounce. They're going to go, EverQuest is going back to full fantasy, meaning, you know, more dragons.
More dragons and ogres and trolls.
Right,
and
that kind of stuff. And staying away from the, you know, the weird mutants and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and it sounds like Anarchy Online is going to revert more back into a tech game.
Right, which is why when I bought into it 3 years ago, I didn't want to do the whole dragon and all the other nonsense.
Right, right. So that's good, though. I mean, you know, so it's breaking away a little bit. That's, you know.
But you're very satisfied with WoW so far?
Actually, I was saying today, I'm not sure if I like it.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's what we all said.
Oh, was that, where's that record scratching sound effect?
Wait. Wow, really?
No, let me tell you, okay, I came to a realization this week, probably a little late because I think other people have thought of this too. World of Warcraft is basically a single player role playing game, okay, like Shadowwind or, I mean any of those, you know, I've got them all over there, but any of these, you know, where you don't play with other people, you're just basically, it's you against the computer.
Right.
Okay. With parts that you have to have a group for. Now, again, I've only seen half of the game at this point. But basically, what it seems like is they're catering to both. I can't say I don't like it. I can't say I love it, because I'm kind of in between. It caters to more of my play style, which is, you know, I can solo almost, you know, like, let's say 80% of the quests that I get, you know, so meaning I could do it without a group. So it's not a game that forces you to group with other people.
But is that because it's a beta and they haven't adjusted the difficulty?
No, I think it's because they're trying to cater to both. They're trying to cater to the casual player, you know, who wants to go on, you know, have some friends that they bullshit with or whatever, but basically do their own quests, okay? And then they're also catering to the hardcore player, which is, you know, big, huge raids, you know, the you know, some of the stuff that I'm seeing that's about, you know, six levels above me just looks awesome. But, I mean, it would take, you know, but it's still focused right now as one group type of things.
In EverQuest, how many people can be in a group?
Six.
You know what's funny from what you just said? In Anarchy Online, it's also six, but in the forums, the official forums, there's some discussion with the expansion of increasing it to eight, with the idea of keeping friends together, because sometimes you come online...
Well, that's a raid. Do they have raids in Anarchy?
Oh, yeah. Anarchy, trust me, when it first came out, I was there also for the betas.
Yeah.
Like, actually, one funny thing to give your friends an idea how bad the AO beta was... I think EverQuest, you guys have a weight restriction.
Right, right.
Okay, they enabled the weight restriction in Anarchy Online for one day. Because what happened was, no matter what you had, you could not move.
You are encumbered.
You
I'm
pick
naked.
Up a copy piece.
And so they did the emergency shutdown, brought the service back up. And this is 3 years ago.
Right.
And there's never been any weight issues ever.
See, there's none of that in World of Warcraft either. There's no, you know, you are encumbered or anything, you know.
So, like, monks can carry 5,000 pounds?
Well, there's no monks yet.
Right. Well, whatever, but...
But all the bags are magical. Okay, it's like 100% weight restriction bags, figure it that way. Yeah, so basically, it's... The raid functionality in World of Warcraft is not in yet. You know, being able to link groups together. So, right now, I don't think any of the content... I don't think the raid content is going to come until after, like, 50th level.
But wouldn't sometimes, I think you said in a previous show, it's five people for a team?
Right.
I mean, sometimes it's nice to have a lot of your friends along, even if it's not really a major, like, boss you're going after.
Right.
Which I think is the idea of they're talking about increasing it to eight possible people on a team.
So they'd have to raise up your EXP, or with eight people, you're basically going to get no experience.
Yeah, it's a real fine line, because they got to make the customer base happy,
right?
But they got to make hardcore people have a challenge,
right?
So it's, you know, it's, yeah, it's a tough nut to crack. Most people who come from EverQuest, of course, if they came from EverQuest, they didn't like EverQuest. So their opinion's a little bit not totally, you know, you gotta take a grain of salt with it.
Right.
But they say AO is a, you know, has definitely become a very good product for what it is. But yeah, I'm actually very disappointed that you think WoW might not be the way to go.
Well, no, I didn't
definitely
say
not shoot for that.
I didn't say it wasn't the way to go.
He's getting bored quick.
No, I'm not bored at all.
You're not?
No.
Then why did you say you weren't too?
Because, all right. From right now, the level cap's only 45. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, and okay, to, you know, like EverQuest, right? The game blows goats until 55th level, and then you can start doing some raids, right?
Well, yeah, fun. You
know,
if you wanted to,
I don't know.
If
I've
you
had
wanted
a lot
to
of fun.
Enjoy the game, you
yeah,
could
but you're
find
doing single player
stuff.
I mean, you're doing stuff in groups. You're not doing raids at 45th level.
But you could.
You could.
What? What would you raid at 45th level in EverQuest?
Any one of the Canark Dragons or
45th level, you're going to get wiped. At
45th, 50th level, you could take on Sev and...
Yeah, I guess it would be kind of hard. Yeah. Because basically, there was nothing to raid in EverQuest till 50th level. And then they came out with the expansion. And, you
well,
know,
well, you remember, Canark Dragons, when Canark was out, the max level was 50.
60.
No, it wasn't.
That's when they raised it.
No, 61.
The original. No.
It was 50 when I joined, and that was right after Velius.
No. Velius brought it to 60.
Yeah.
Velius brought
but
it to 60.
But Canark didn't bring it to 60.
Canark brought it to 55th.
Or maybe 55. But you could easily, with a raid, take
it. Maybe that. I think it was supposed to be a little hard. But those were supposed to be uber hard. And they still would be.
We have a
but
caller.
Okay. Yeah, I know. Let me get back to finishing what I was going to say. Okay, so basically, I've been in groups where we've gone after some hard shit, okay? Basically, really hard for one group. And I did feel a sense of accomplishment.
Does WoW have raids?
Not yet.
No, not yet.
Okay.
So I felt a sense of accomplishment of finishing a really, you know, hard instance, you know, and beating the main guy at the end.
And what was the time to do that?
3 hours.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that's a long raid. But I haven't seen, you know, one thing I did like about EverQuest was the raiding aspect. Going after Avatar War, and then going after, killing all the dragons in North Temple of Ishin.
Right.
You know, that kind of stuff that you can't do by yourself or even with one group.
Right,
The feeling of accomplishment when you get six groups of people together and just wipe out, you know, and just kill everything in a dungeon, you know, that's, I think, what I'm missing. And I think I'm only missing that because it's not there yet. In other words, I don't have anything to look forward to because, you know, I have a lot of stuff, you know, single group stuff that'll be hard to do.
Right.
But I don't have anything like, wow, I can't wait to kill X mob. Mm-hmm. You know? I can't wait till, you know, that would, you know, the kill.
It's
the
like when you're level 30 and you're like, I can't wait till I can get into POV.
Right,
but you're going to say, but EverQuest, right, EverQuest has
wait,
all
how
that.
Do you say your name, Ghidorah? Because I'm saying it wrong?
Ghidorah?
Okay.
Ghidorah. Okay.
So I'm saying,
put a Japanese accent on it, it'd be perfect.
So do they have that in Anarchy Online? Do they have stuff, for raids?
I just want to try to understand what you're saying. In EverQuest, raiding really doesn't start at about 50th level?
Well, not for me. I mean, for me,
your level cap 65.
Hardcore Uber rating is after 50th.
Well, Kale, we didn't start doing Kale till I was 50th level.
We do it now at 40.
Wow. Okay. Well, there's better gear in the game now. Back then, okay. So yeah, there's better gear in the game now that you can buy in the bazaar.
You know why? Because you need a faction for North Temple of Ishin, so people want to get into Kale faster so they can hit NTOV.
But
faster.
even NTOV or. You know, halls of testing. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's for me when I was 50th level. That's when we started doing. And yeah, you'd have some 47th,
right?
45, I think, would be the lowest. You know what I'm saying? That's a long time. 45 levels, you go. You know, and then you have basically 15.
The
more
20
levels?
Level, 20 levels to go.
15, right?
Not 20, 45 to 65.
Right, yeah. You have 20 levels to go, basically. So 20 levels out of 65 levels are actually when you do raiding.
You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
I guess essentially a way to describe it, so far as Anarchy Online goes, it all comes down to the twink factor. There is plenty, they've designed it so there's plenty of potential rating if you want to twink out your character. But if you don't care about being, you know, super uber,
right,
you could solo the game all the way to level 200. Then comes Shadowlands. You cannot solo in Shadowlands.
Right.
You have to be teamed for any kind of XP, and forget the rating, you must be massive groups.
Now, the Shadowland expansion, that was basically a high-end expansion?
Yeah, it makes what they call Shadow Levels, and they're going to do the same thing when the Alien Invasion is released in a few months.
Okay. All right, but that's I guess because, again, I've only seen, 34 levels of the game, right?
Right.
It's 35 levels of the game. I'm 35th level now. I've only seen 35 levels of the game. But I don't, I'm looking at it like, okay, since nobody's above 40th level, 45th level, they're not at the, they're seeing some of the harder stuff. That looks pretty hard. But again, it's basically looked, based for one group.
Have they said at all what their max level will ever be?
60.
So WoW's going to go up to 60.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. It's, I said it might not be, I'm kind of uncertain right now. What I want to see is when they, when they raise the level cap again and open up all the really high-end content, that will require rating and stuff, to see how that goes. And if it's good, that'll be basically what makes my decision. If it sucks, or if it's a bunch of one-group things all the way to 60, then I'm not going to be happy with the game. I like the rating, and their rating is going to be smaller than EverQuest's 24 people. But that's still a decent
thing. So they max out the amount of people you can take on a raid.
Right.
Well, so it's
25 people, right.
EverQuest does it 72.
Right. We do.
I've never been in a raid
that big.
I guess not. Right. 6 goes into 72. What, 9 groups?
12 groups.
12 groups?
12 groups.
I've been close to it, but I never knew there was a max level.
Yeah, we've been on a couple 72 people raids. And personally, I'd rather be tuned for like 50.
Yeah, 72 gets a little crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Trying to control 72 people is insane.
Yeah, you always have, and you, especially when you're working on a raid, that if one person fucks up,
the whole raid is
the whole raid dies. That's when it sucks.
Before a train comes around or something.
All right.
One thing I just wanted to tell you that was kind of amusing. Remember our last show, I think it was, you were talking about the EverQuest 2 demo? The video.
The movie, yeah. Right.
Did you watch it?
About the same time, a lot of people in the Anakin line were talking about it, in the chat. And you remember how, I think it might have been Snowdog or somebody else, thought the video was the way it was going to be in-game?
Yeah,
you wish.
They were all convinced that's the way it was going to be.
Oh, my God.
And after I heard you guys talk about it, I downloaded it and I watched it. And, you're right, it's CGI. It's classic CGI.
Actually, you only see one in-game screen. You know when they have the skeletons walking?
I don't. Only thing I remember, people told me the scene with the wizard and you can see his ribcage.
Yeah, right.
Right.
Goes like, that's so awesome, that's going to be in-game.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, if it was, I'm buying EverQuest, too.
Yeah, me too. Trust me, because I don't care how crappy the game is.
You need to play that game?
You need a Cray workstation. It's just something insane. All right, we're going to let you go.
Sure. Gentlemen, thank you. Any thoughts on canceling, get them out of your head.
Unacceptable. Okay.
Later.
All right,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye.
Okay, Bob, when we first started tonight, Van commented on that only 30-some people listened last week. Is the show worth doing? And we were all like, yeah, as long as it's not costing us it's not zero for a week, why not? He got really upset that we even mentioned the thought of not having the radio show.
You know something? I've said it from the beginning. I don't care if I make money. This wasn't designed to make money.
No, I didn't mean make money. Care less. We're not spending money.
Listen to me. And I could care less if no one listens. It's the four of us sitting here goofing off, having a good time. Every week I walk out of here, I'm happy. We laughed. We have a good time. So what difference does it make if the four of us get together and play cards, or the four of us get together and sit here and bullshit with each other with mics in front of our face?
Well, that's pretty much what we're doing.
That's pretty much what we're doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And if more people want to listen, go right ahead. If less people going to listen, go right ahead. Be honest with you, I don't really care.
One thing we need to stop doing is like at Bob's house, EverQuest talk before the radio show with, what are we going to talk about tonight? And then when we get here, we already talked about it, so we don't want to talk about it.
No, but that would be good, too, considering my wife wants to kill anyone who talks about EverQuest in my house. So, yeah, but no, any, you know, for me, yeah, okay, so we only had 30 downloads last week. So what?
But before May, it was up to 300, so I think it's just summertime.
Which is also...
I've noticed.
EverQuest goes through the same, and I guarantee you, Anarchy Online, all of them, we'll go through the same thing.
Haven't you noticed you're playing half the amount of time you were 2 months ago?
I'm not
ago.
Playing anywhere near the amount of time. I'm working out in the yard. I'm doing this. I'm doing
it. I hardly turn it on the weekends. You barely find me on.
I got too much shit to take care of and do and I'd rather be doing.
I can't play enough.
Well,
but that's you. You don't care what your flower beds
but
look
you
like.
Are,
me
but
too.
You are the hardcore player who is going to spend a ridiculous amount of time in front of the computer. I'm not saying that's
which
bad.
We're going to have to do
all
it.
Myself
if he
doing
ever gets pregnant, we're going to have to do a van intervention.
Yeah, right.
There ain't no way he can have a kid and still do that much computer time.
Hey, Dee looked at me one time and said, as much time as he spends down there, there's no way I'm ever having a kid.
No. Right, but Van really wants one, so we're going to have to do a friendly
intervention.
Yeah, well,
if Van really wants one, he's
going
to learn to show that he's going to be a good dad, which means he needs to spend a little bit more time with the wife and you know.
I only have to spend time with the kid, not the wife.
Okay. Yeah, but she needs to see you spending more time with her before she thinks that you even...
Wait, don't you have to see the wife to have the kid?
We've been trying
well,
to...
Well, yeah, kind of.
Yeah, we've been
at least for 5 minutes.
Yeah, and it's going to be better than the usual. Oh, I can't play EverQuest for the next 3 hours. Don't call me because I have to spend time with the wife. Goes upstairs, does his thing, sits there, smokes his cigarette, half hour with her, and then hits EverQuest.
What are you talking about?
When you first started playing, like when you guys first moved in here one night, we were like, oh, Van won't be on. He's got to spend quality time with the wife. Like
three hours later, you were on. That was the wife's fault.
And I'm like, ah, oh, man, Van, that's rude.
That's the wife's fault. My wife does things on her own, too. But either way.
But
you
either
know,
way. No, yeah, but I'm seeing it in EverQuest too. Even when I'm on, there's not as many people on.
But it's
been
that way
every
in the summertime.
All the games will go through this. We'll go through the bleed of summer, because fuck, it's nice outside. You know how many times? Do you remember when you were a kid? You sit and watch cartoons all the time, until your mom would finally kick your ass outside because she got tired of looking at your face. But when summertime came around. Hey, you went bike riding, you did this, you did that. All of a sudden, TV wasn't as important, which is why even TV knows this shit. It's summer is all reruns.
Monk is on now.
Whatever, but I'm just saying, but summer is all reruns. They do this because they know they don't have the audience.
That's Tom. Friday night, he kept me awake long enough so I could watch Monk.
Okay, sorry.
But that's, you know, what it is. And that's... You know, I wouldn't, and it's going to happen on the show, too. Because a lot of people have told us they download the show, and they listen to it while they're playing on the computer.
Right.
Well, if a lot of people aren't playing on the computer, they ain't listening.
True.
No, I
agree. I don't, and be honest with you, in the end, you know, Tasso was getting real nervous because he was getting 400, you know, he'd get 300 downloads, and it might cost him some money because all of a sudden he was, you know, he was using up too much bandwidth.
But we were willing
to
chip in
and
help pay for it.
No, you were. I never once offered a dime.
Oh, come on. $5 a week would not kill us.
I never once offered a dime. I've said it numerous times.
Yes, but you've always made sure that we never get a sponsor.
I've not just had something to do with that.
Hey, Tom gets the
come. I've had more help with that than you guys would you know are admitting at the moment.
What are you talking about? I missed those answers.
Why we didn't get sponsors?
No.
He kept saying that I make sure we don't get.
No, I was trying to get us the Gojo or whatever. Condom guys to sponsor us.
Gojo?
Yeah, Analyze wants to
sponsor
us.
Yeah,
that's you, Gojo.
That's fine. I don't care. But
of course, all radio brought to you by the Fire Island Pageant.
Yeah, when is that?
No, we're not going.
I gotta look it up.
We're not going.
Oh, who says you have to come? Yeah,
I'm not going. Tom can go. Tom's into that.
Tasso's mildly
homophobic.
Mildly homophobic.
Yeah. Now,
see, I wouldn't be doubted.
This
in the shower, you've got the thing cleaning out.
This is
what
cracks me up. Fudge packing gay fucking motherfuckers. It doesn't bother me in the least. They can hang out all day. I don't care.
I do apologize to
all the homos.
Right, yeah,
we've had gay friends. We never treated them any different. Well, Van weren't around at the time.
What are you kidding me? We like turned Crispy into a goddamn fucking pariah as soon as we found out he tried to suck Eric's dick. It was sad.
Oh, God.
My God. We made fun of him to his face behind him.
Did anybody ever ask Chris? So, did you let him
finish? Eric was on acid also. It may never have happened.
You know something?
Yeah. No, wait, I don't care how much acid. Dude, if you could...
Well, he remember said he rolled over and went back on to acid? Sleep.
I'd be on acid every fucking day.
Listen, he remembered.
I had another one of those blowjob ones last night.
Yeah, we didn't hang out. As soon as we found out...
I never stopped hanging out with him.
Yeah, we all did. We all did.
No, he stopped hanging out with us.
Because we started making some really...
No, he stopped hanging out with us.
You remember the dog? Do you remember the friggin' dog incident? Don't give me this shit.
No, but Tom, you have to agree. It was when he broke up with Mark we saw less of him. It wasn't anything we did.
Hang on.
I knew he was gay when we were hanging out at Tana Park.
Give you a perfect example. We went over his house one time because he has a younger brother. A friend of ours, his name was Chris. We called him Crispy. We went over his house, and he also had a younger brother. And so we went over actually to go get his younger brother because we were going to go do something. As we were walking over, we knew Chris had a dog. So we were making really, really stupid jokes about
the dog, but
Chris and the dog.
All right, wait. Let me explain that
one. Hang on.
We were going on. You can go back. Actually, we were talking about, let me see. He went to the dementia of being homosexual. What level of sexual pervertedness will he go to now? Bestiality? He's been staying home with the dog a lot lately.
Right. So we're cracking these cracking these stupid jokes, blah blah blah.
But you got to say where you were cracking them.
As we were walking to his house.
In front of his door.
No.
We were walking to his house
to
hang out with his brother.
To hang out with his brother. Anyway, needless to say, we knock on the door. Chris answers the door. Just as he answers the door,
the dog comes
running up and runs and sits right between Chris's legs. We almost fell off the stoop. We all started laughing so fucking hard. Now, Chris answers the door, has no idea what's going on, and we just start cracking up in his face. Tell me. You want to hang out with us anymore? I sure as fuck wouldn't want to hang out with you anymore. You start fucking laughing at me, and all I did was answer the door. He doesn't know what the hell we were laughing about.
Well, blah,
but obviously it was about him.
If you answer the door with eyelids...
Was this before or after Eric's car accident that we were talking about yesterday? You and him in the car chase.
That was before Eric's car accident.
Then he was still hanging out afterwards, because afterwards I remember when we got chased by the cops.
He was still around, we were down at Tana Park.
Yeah, he was a pariah.
Well, maybe it was different, because like I would call him up if we needed a ride somewhere, and he'd be like, I have to get Mark, and then we'll be there and we'll hang out.
Right, but...
I guess because I don't have a problem with anus. I don't make fun of it. So I hung out with him.
Yeah, well, we were all 18, 19 years old, and suddenly one of our friends we find out is sucking dick. Sorry. We had a problem.
But see, you got to realize, I lived in Minnesota for 3 years, came back, met him, and just thought you guys all knew, and it was just part of everybody's thing, so I never made a big deal about it.
You know, I mean, yeah, he had a girl.
I looked at Tom and said, is he gay? Tom said yes. I said, okay, no problem.
For the longest time, he had a girlfriend.
I never
knew
he had a girlfriend.
She was the ugliest human being known to mankind.
Was she manly?
No.
Her nickname was The Thing.
She was The Thing.
See,
she was like
4 foot Mark.
10, warts, I mean, the whole fucking 9 yards. It was...
She made a female dwarf look good.
Oh, my God. She made a female ogre look good.
See, when I met him, he was dating Mark, so I already...
That's an ogre!
Met him at the time he was already...
I mean, come on, her real name was Thea. I mean, it was horrible.
What's wrong with Thea?
Thea.
Her name was Aunt?
No, Thea.
No, Aunt. Thea.
That's
Thea
in Greek?
In Greek, it means aunt.
Aunt, okay.
Oh, okay.
Her name's Aunt.
Aunt. But let me tell you, she was just the butt ugliest thing known to mankind.
Butt ugliest.
Well, Mark
thing.
Wasn't bad looking. At least
not
his boyfriend
really
was
noticed.
An upgrade.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Mark, yeah, the one who got kicked out of the Navy because he tried to suck dick. I mean, you know, it was just wrong on so many different levels. And we definitely exuded that feeling out towards him. So he didn't hang out with us anywhere near as much. I look back at it now, and I think we were all scuzzy and scumbags.
Yes.
We should have definitely been much more understanding than what we were.
No, we're teenagers. We had
but we
no
were teenagers.
Sense of con- we had
it
no conscience
nothing.
Back then.
Right. We had no conscience. We just... We're like, oh, God, he sucks dick. You know,
in a timeline, I know the sucking dick with Eric part was after you guys had that car chasing accident.
No.
No, that was after.
No. See, before
he slammed in the rear.
There were hints. There were hints because... Now, we were still in denial, but his brother was saying, oh, yeah, Mark's been sleeping over, there's been noise coming out of his room, and we... We're still thinking, okay.
Like, the only one who meets somebody like this says, oh, you're gay, and keeps going on with their life?
No, but we were still saying, you know, in the back of our heads, all right, well, maybe.
You know, can you imagine his
maybe
parents?
Mark doesn't, yeah, is not a good sleeper.
It's like, honey.
Yeah, that was a small house.
Yeah, but, you know.
Do you think our
but,
son's gay? I don't know. Mark comes over a lot. Yeah, and those noises. Order! Maybe they're building something.
But is he like...
Yeah, they're building the love.
So you know what was also bad? At that point, he was the only gay friend I think we had.
No, but he was still in the closet. So, you know, but there was, like I said, the hints were there,
the
but there
closet,
was not, you know...
The bed.
Yeah, right, but there was no proof. There was no admission, no proof yet.
I know,
and
I
then
was like, I need a ride.
We're hanging out in the parking lot.
Like, I got to get Mark.
We're hanging in a parking lot, you know, just joking around. We just got done talking about that, and the joke went away, and all of a sudden, Blobbert comes over and goes, hey, did I tell you about the time I got rammed in the ass by Chris? And like, everybody was on the same wave, like,
just, huh?
No, Blob, please tell more. Yeah, he got me right in the parking lot. I'm like, really? He goes, yeah. I'm in the parking lot minding my own business, and he came right up my ass. I'm like, really?
Now, of course, now, you didn't know at this point.
No, you didn't know at this point.
And then shortly thereafter, it was a car accident. Chris rear-ended my car with his. But and so, you know, you just say he rammed him in the ass, and, you know, not thinking about it, but... But the shortly thereafter is when
everybody was laughing.
Right, Eric came home from the service for a while.
Yeah, that's when
doing
Eric.
Some stupid acid with Chris and hanging out, having a grand old time. And Eric woke up in the middle of the night because he was sleeping over Chris's house and looked down and
Chris
was sucking his dick, and he was like,
"And yet we even asked him, like, what'd you do?"
He said, "Rolled over and went back to sleep."
Wow.
Rolled over and turned back to sleep.
That's why I'm not conscious. Was he on acid and it never happened, or did it happen?
No, it happened.
It happened.
It happened. So, yeah, that kind of just brought it so out to the forefront, you know, because even then, the thing that bothered me, even if you want to look at that, is, fine, he wants to be gay, but he knew Eric wasn't gay. So what the hell was he doing?
Because
that could have been, you know...
Because it was on acid.
By the grace of God, that could have been me instead of Eric laying there.
You wouldn't have been hitting on acid and laying there.
Well, but that's besides the point. But I could have been
laying
there.
Blobber, what would you do if...
Well, this is the whole point. We all know way back when I used to drink heavily, would pass out in parties.
Yeah.
People would do all sorts of stupid things to me, and I'd stay asleep. You know, they'd stick...
Would you have slept with somebody giving you an oral?
I have no idea. I slept through sex once. So I don't know. It's possible.
How do you sleep through sex when you have to have a hard on?
You can get a hard on in the middle.
I don't know. The girl told me I was great. I don't remember it at all.
Wait.
Maybe
you know what? I've done that.
I can see a woman doing that. That's all she got to do is be a receptacle.
I've done that too. I've
pumped in my sleep before.
Oh yeah, I've done that too.
Like sleep fucking.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
But I can see that. I can see Blobbin waking up the next morning going, gee, why do I feel so happy but yet drained? And why is Chris brushing his teeth? And
yeah, I don't know what's going on. But no, what I'm saying...
What would you have done?
I don't even know. I'm not even going to go there. Because I don't know.
Don't want to know.
Don't want even want to think about the possibility.
I don't know.
But I don't know. What I'm saying
done,
is
then?
That...
Right now,
he forced himself... No, what I'm saying is he forced
then punch
himself
him in his
on...
face and call him a fan.
Yeah, he forced himself on Eric in a way that... He never should have done, and that's what freaked
me
out.
See, what I found
well,
out
wait,
was
wait,
bad
wait, wait,
about
wait,
the
wait, wait,
came
wait.
Out of the closet.
I mean, obviously, since you sleep fucked, maybe he was sleep sucking.
Turn it off.
Speaking about sleep fucking, though, a couple of, like, last week, 2 weeks ago, whatever it was, sound asleep in bed, and, I don't know, I was having a fight with somebody in my sleep. Okay. You know, there was some kind of brawl, riot thing, I don't know, whatever it was.
What movie did you watch before bed?
I don't know. I don't even remember. But I went to go kick somebody.
And you
And no, and my foot swung in my sleep, and I sent one of my cats flying across the room.
Oh. Kick the kitty.
I launched with a foot kick, you know, and it woke me up, and all I heard was thud, and I hear my wife, what the fuck, and I'm like, Cuddles, come here, Cuddles.
Cuddles is like, fuck you, I'm out of here.
I got no cushion no more.
Screw you guys. Sound asleep, and I just sent him flying across the room.
Did you see me doing that, the Bitor? Man,
I felt so bad. I elbowed Denise in the face once.
Oh.
Oh, did she beat
your ass? I rolled over, and I whack right square in her face.
Oh.
And that woke me up, the feeling of the hit.
Right.
And I'm like,
I'm dead.
I looked over. I'm like, oh shit! And she's like, oh, I'm like, are you okay? Are you okay? Don't break up with me.
Oh my god!
Actually,
please, don't break up with me. When I was
going out with Julie, she woke up. She's sleeping in a chair, and then I wake up. I'm like, good morning, and she just looks at me, gets dressed, and starts going out the door. I'm like, what's the matter? What happened? What'd I do? And she's like, you don't remember? I'm like, what are you talking about? She goes, You sat up, looked at me like you didn't recognize me, and literally pushed me out of the bed. I mean, it's just like, huh?
Get out of my bed. Get out of my bed, bitch.
Yeah, I sleep sound unless somebody snores, then I start swinging.
Oh, yeah, we know that.
Yeah, we did that to her. I think I did that to you once when you were passed out of Tom's house.
Yeah, she wakes up flailing.
I'm like, holy shit.
I'll never forget that as long as I live. It was just so funny. And like I said, one night I had one of my wild pool parties. And
parties?
Yeah, pool parties.
Tom's at the pool parties.
I had a pool party, yeah, so crap everywhere. And I had a king-size water bed.
Shit in a cracker.
No. I had a king-size water
crap
bed.
On a cracker.
She's the first one to
No, Brian was there.
No, that was a different one. But yeah. Actually, Brian took the corner. You took the damn middle, and you took up the whole damn bed.
I think I went and used his belly for a pillow or something. Yeah. Off.
Right.
No, Brian needs to have that cushiony belly, remember?
So, anyway, I took the chair. I said, you know what? I'm not going to wake anybody up. I'll take the chair. So I'm sleeping on the chair. Ed comes downstairs, and he's like, oh, there's no room on the damn bed. So he goes, net. She's not getting up. I'm like, Ed, just snore. What? Snore. I ain't gonna wake her up. It'll wake her up, trust me. And just went right to you and went just like that. And literally and he was just like, holy
shit. I don't
know,
there might be some serious psychological shit in there about that one. I don't know, Jeanette.
Let's not go digging.
Ask Tom. I can be wide awake and he'll snore and I'll be like, Tom, stop.
Oh, Jesus.
And I start yelling at him. We went on vacation together. He's on the train. I got Tom on one side of me snoring, which is really annoying me, and I got some fat ass lady in front of me farting onions.
Probably black.
Oh, remember her?
Farting onions.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, the guy behind me is like, why are you hanging your head over the seat? I'm like, just wait.
Take stink.
A minute later, the guy's like hanging his head over the next seat.
Take stink, rotten chicken, and onions.
Oh, White Castle
and
farts.
And put it on a 15-minute timer.
Oh, God.
And yeah. Oh, I was like, oh, Tom. After like a half hour, I'm like, let's go hit the bar car.
Yeah, we hit the bar car.
And thank God we found some drunk-ass white guy in there who was just like, order another one, I'm buying.
Yeah.
Order another one, I'm buying.
Yeah.
What about train ride in North Carolina? Yeah, we were the only Caucasians.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
We said it politically correct.
So yeah, we were the only non-African-Americans on that train.
Well, at least you didn't say you're the only non-nigger.
Then we get down there. You want to talk about gay? We get down there, and my girlfriend's telling me
right,
about this great,
digger.
Gorgeous, wonderful guy she's dating. Me and Tom step off the train. The guy walks up, says hello to us. We both turn to each other
and
go,
fag! He was bisexual. Oh. He's telling us a story.
No, because
there is no such thing
together.
As
they
bisexual.
You either suck
they never
dick
had sex.
Or you don't suck dick.
But he was dating. Yeah, right. But she's telling a story about how his stepfather used to sexually molest him and make him wear women's clothing. I'm like, and it's like the gay meter just is like,
but you should have seen us. The minute we got off that train, we just looked each other away.
I can only stay 15 minutes near him. Afterwards, I have to go out. Right.
Got the Geiger counter going.
But, oh, man.
Do you understand what I just said? Yes. Okay. So,
yeah.
Back to
EverQuest.
Yeah, we were... You know, that's the whole thing. It's
What's the whole thing?
I'm realizing that...
I forgot what we were talking about.
EverQuest. World of Warcraft. I'm realizing that World of Warcraft is not even close to coming out. I mean, I still got another 4 months of playing the game for free. I'm loving it. I really
am.
That's
good.
It is. It's, you know.
How does this person that's sharing the account with you like how you play World of Warcraft?
Nick's A on the sharing the account A.
Yeah, but nobody knows who we're talking about. They're not going to fire everybody to find out.
They know my character's fucking name. Okay.
Mr. Unknown.
But, okay.
Put me.
Does he get any playtime?
Yeah, actually, now he's getting too much fucking playtime. He originally, it wasn't sharing the account. He could get an account for me. Great. Of course he sets it up, goes in there, tests it out. Okay, you can play. I play. He plays every now and then. And then all of a sudden, he stops playing. He's just not into it.
Great.
Because, yeah, he got a house. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he's doing stuff around the house, and he had a girl he was seeing and stuff. Great. Okay.
Well, the girl what kicked him out. His fucking house got foreclosed on.
No.
Now he's got nothing better to do
he's
except
still at his house.
Man.
He's still at his house. He's not seeing the girl anymore. So he's got plenty of time.
Righty and lefty not satisfying him.
Oh. But
actually, you know what? I got to thank EverQuest for keeping me from masturbating.
EverQuest keeps me from
Yeah, and look what happened. Now you don't masturbate and you have an enlarged prostate.
There you go.
Yeah.
See, so I don't think it helped.
No, so.
So maybe that's the thing. You got to try to whack off to your shooter load.
I can't.
The last 2 weeks, he's been playing 8 hours a day. His roommate tells me, you got to get him off this game. It's like he's not doing anything around the house. I'm like, oh, no. I mean, he makes, you know, you think I'm hardcore? He's hardcore.
Van, you hardcore when you do 24-hour stints. And we call Van's house, cannot get through to Van for like 10 hours. Everybody's really concerned. And Van's like, well, I played 48 hours and finally I fell out of the chair asleep. I didn't make work today and I forgot to call in sick.
I'm getting knots in my head from headbutting that keyboard.
Do you remember that one time? Tom called me up to be like, have you seen or heard from Van?
Knots in my head.
I really am. I'm amazed my roommate and my nephew haven't like come upstairs. Tom, are you okay? I'm just like, I'll come home like late, like I'll even come home from here, you know.
Yeah, but you fall asleep in the shower.
No, but I'll just come on just to see who's on, and all of a sudden it's like gathering for here, and I'm like, oh, this could be quick. All right, we're just doing Mechanical Behemoth. Okay. If everything goes well, I'll probably be out of it by midnight. 1:30 in the morning, I'm like, eyes closing, eyes closed. But I really want that raid point.
Tom, you have a serious problem with staying awake. Like, Van, you lived with him. How many times did he fall asleep in the shower, fall off the toilet bowl?
A few times.
Actually, you know what? I don't fall asleep in the shower anymore. I really don't.
You fell off
the toilet bowl?
Yeah.
He cracked his head open.
I didn't crack my head open.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You had a scar on your head.
A dent?
No, that's when my nephew Phil hit me with a Tonka truck when he was a kid.
No. When you fell off the toilet bowl, you had a scab on your forehead.
No, I didn't.
I remember it.
That wasn't from me falling off the toilet.
Well, sure as hell weren't from a Tonka truck.
I've not yet fallen off the toilet. What I do is it's a small bathroom. I got the wall here, and I got a closet right here.
So if the closet wasn't there, you'd have hit the floor.
Right. Well, no. Either I wouldn't hit the fucking floor. I'd hit the walls.
No, she's saying if the walls weren't there.
If the walls weren't there, I'd be on the floor with shit all over my ass.
On that note.
Well, I'm not the kind of guy that would, you know, try to squeeze one out and destroy my colon. You know, 2 o'clock in the morning, I'm just like, you know.
And chilling out, waiting for it to happen.
Right. I just kind of let it lose on.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, I don't do that. I don't fall asleep in a bowl. I don't fall asleep in a shower anymore.
That was funny when you fell asleep in the shower. Like, come over the next day, everybody's like, tells me about it. They're like, well, we hear the water running, then we hear boom.
Yeah, you hear me headbutt the wall. I'm good that way, because you know why? I lock my legs, and I go like a soul like that. So either you hear my knee or my head. Okay, I'm awake. I don't know, back to EverQuest.
Back to EverQuest. No, so, I don't know, like 4 more months. Actually, so, basically that guy's starting to play a lot.
And
too
so
much.
You can play.
Right, that's why he's in Fire Island this weekend.
That's why Tasso's been around this weekend.
Is he in the Patrick's?
It's in Fire Island.
He has the house on Fire Island.
There's only really two beaches there that are...
Right, so he's there.
Non-breeder
beaches.
More than that?
He's got Cherry
Grove
and
the other one.
So I've got this whole weekend, so I'm playing as much as I can. But he's realizing that, you know, if I'll get on and I'm playing, you know, he's like, oh, you playing? Yeah, I'm playing. And he won't play. So he's getting a little frustrated, too. And but he's getting on, and he's playing. So basically we're trading off days now at this point. So what he's going to do...
So he's got Monday, you got Tuesday?
In the end, there is one thing.
What?
You're his boss!
Yeah, that's right.
Well, tell him get off!
No, he's asking his friend for another key.
Okay.
And I'll get my own account.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Actually, here's the question. Do I get to keep my account? Precious. Do I get to keep this account as mine?
Probably. Well, I would say you have to because...
I would say not because he's got a character on it and it's originally his account and he wants his character.
So I have to make a new character.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, come on.
You're so
it's not your account. So technically, no, you don't get to keep it.
But the cool thing is I'll start another warlock up and my other character, I'll just make gear for him and send it to him. The first World of Warcraft twink. No.
Well, you can just walk into to the office and go, perhaps you feel that you're being treated unfairly? I find your lack of faith disturbing.
So, we'll see.
Anyway.
We done?
EverQuest. No, I was trying to think of what... There was something I wanted to talk about.
Quarter after eight.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah. No.
After quarter after eight, we're done?
So much left of it. Talking. Actually, like, he's not going to be home. I can get two more hours out of my house.
We're talking
you
about
got a
the
lot
game.
Of cleaning. You got a lot of cleaning to do, or else your wife is going to drop.
You better attack that. I found my Tupperware bowl.
I'm cleaning tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because tomorrow it's not his day.
No, I already told my boss. It's like
I'm taking you off to clean.
No, I said I'm going. I said I got to leave. You know, work after lunch, and then
you come in for lunch.
Yeah.
Ah, you dick.
So that means you're not going to work tomorrow?
I'll be in at 11. I'll leave at 1.
Fuck.
I just love that.
After lunch, too. He'd be like, come in at 11.
12 o'clock
lunch. Work for my 12 o'clock lunch at 1:30. Bye.
Now, luckily, there are no time cards, or they would have realized that I don't come in.
Realize that you're a bastard. Actually, I'm thankful that way, too, man.
But, I always got, it's not like I'm a slacker. I mean, I'm one of those guys that can finish up, no matter how much work I have, I'm done in like 3 hours, just like everything I had to do.
But you better be that way with
your boss?
House. Your wife's a fanatic.
I'd make sure you had more of
that. No. I had a boss that did that once, and then he fired me because I ended up doing more work than he ever did and still finished on time. And then
So he fired you?
Yep. Because I was making him look bad.
Okay.
Basically, I was doing like what he used to do at night, and he'd be there till 2 o'clock in the morning, working hard, And then I'd be like, all right, 6 o'clock, I'm done. It's like... So he's like, was getting pissed off because at 6 o'clock I was done. He used to work till 2 o'clock, so he started giving me more work. And more work, and more work, and more work, and more work. So when he finally, made the ultimatum to his boss saying, I got to let him go, and his boss was the one that had to let me go, I knew what, he was going to fire me. I walked in, and I handed him two sheets of paper. I said, that's what I did when I first got here. The list of things that I have to do, and here's the list of what I had. It went from 24 steps or whatever. Basically, I had to do every night. It was a checklist to something like 78. And I said, I know who's telling that he doesn't want me here. I said because he feels threatened. I said, what does he do now? Because I pretty much basically did everything that he used to do in the morning and at night, and still get out of there in like 6 hours. Basically, that was one of those jobs where when you're done, you go home. So I made sure I was done in 6 hours.
Right.
Van.
What?
Gidra says when you start talking about sucking dick, you kind of blow your own minds, so to say.
Okay.
He's cut off.
He's cut off. No more drinking for him. So, and even at this job, I've worked...
Boot to the head.
I've worked 18-hour days, at this job. When I went to Spain, the first 3 months was nothing but 18-hour days. When a crunch time comes around, you work hard. And when it's not, it's like work 8 hours. But, sometimes...
Two.
Huh?
Or
no,
two.
Sometimes... Yeah, no, I have the luxury of... Here and there, being able to, pull a 2-3 hour day.
Nice.
Or work from home. Actually, those days I normally work from home.
So your salary.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm salary too. Actually, that's why I like that too, because my boss comes in, he'll come in Monday and goes, if that board's clear by Thursday, take Friday off. I'm like, I'd have it done by Tuesday.
Yeah, but that's when on Thursday he's like, oops, this guy get added to it.
Yeah, no, that's
well, no, he did add stuff to it, but no, but the cool thing was is that if I did it on, if I had it on Tuesday, Wednesday I get off early. You know, Thursday, you know, he'd leave early, but he'll look at me and go, listen, if it's dead here by like 3, cut out. You know, and you know, like Friday, I'll be done by noon. He'd be like, what are you still doing here?
Okay. No, my normal day is like 10 to 6. That's what I work, which isn't bad. That's 8 hours.
Yeah.
But then, you know, that's a normal day.
I got freaking hours.
On a normal day, I'll be there till 8 o'clock at night. You know, not get home till 9.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then, of course, there's the days I really like, like tomorrow. I'll get in there at 9, 9.30 or whatever, and get out of there by 2. 1, actually.
You got to get home before that if you're going to have the house clean.
No. Well, first of all, what I call clean is not what my wife calls clean.
Yeah, but then we're going to hear it next weekend how bad
and clean. I don't even try.
No.
You don't understand. I do not even try to clean anymore.
At least clean the toilet bowl.
Oh, that?
Right. Yeah, that was funny. At least he's trying now.
Yeah, actually, remember I said I didn't leave him. I didn't leave him out.
No, you missed it. You missed it, Bobby.
He used to come in.
There's a little yellow stain on the side of the bowl, and it's like the only person that can done it is his dog.
Yeah.
So I'm like, at least he's trying. No, he made it to the bowl.
He made it to the bowl.
Well, no, and he also crapped in front of the door.
Yeah, he's trying.
But ask why. Somebody didn't put the dog out.
I didn't put the dog out. Yeah,
Monty's kind of excused from that one.
Yeah, so I didn't beat him.
Monty doesn't hold it. That's why.
But it was funny. One day.
What animal does?
My dog does.
Don't cut me off. I'll give you a cookie. A special cookie. Okay.
No cookie game.
One day.
Stop with the cookie game.
I caught Vitor in the bathroom trying to sniff the potpourri behind the tank. Except the lid was up. So I'm like, man, if he could just pee right now, it'd be perfect.
That.
Wouldn't have to put him out.
Like Bruce Almighty.
Yes, yeah, so he's peeing.
Reading the newspaper.
Reading the newspaper tomorrow.
Well, they have cats that go to the bathroom and the toilets.
Yep.
I'm still trying to train my cat to do that.
Good
what
luck.
You do is you get like a Christmas tree stand, the old fashioned kind.
Yeah.
Fill it with cat litter. And then teach him where it is.
Right.
So he goes up on the bowl. And then you slowly remove the cat litter till it's just the Christmas tree stand.
Right.
And then you remove the Christmas tree
stand.
But
then I want to teach him how to flush.
You tie a string on it.
Yeah.
With something he likes to play with.
Catnip string.
The water bill comes in at $1,800 for water.
Flush it. Mr. Tasso, but it would seem you flushed this month 4,000 times.
It would be kind of rude. The middle of the night, you're like half asleep. You go to the bathroom and it's full of cat poop. You'd be like, oh, man.
Actually, wasn't that funny when Puss in Boots
water.
And Shrek got caught for catnip?
It's not mine.
It's not mine.
Serious game question for you. Do you guys use a program like TeamSpeak, Game Voice, or Ventrilo when you play EQ?
No.
Been using DV
for the past
2 years. Now, you can use those things for EverQuest. I have to figure out how to do it.
TeamSpeak just
came out.
Somebody
wrote a TeamSpeak server. I have it right here.
There's somebody in my guild was telling me they use it.
Yeah, TeamSpeak. Hey, Tom, what are you doing?
No, like here's Ventrilo right here. Actually, I think it's still hooked up. I bet we can. Oh, what the hell?
I don't know.
No, I don't want a new version.
Well, you know, that would be good for me and Shiz because
we
could yell at you to wake
up. People could yell at us.
Actually, I got to get EQ Watcher working again. That's what I need.
Well, remind me to come over and fix it.
Well, I still to this day, and I never even attempted to load up EQ Watcher. Now, is EQ Watcher an allowed?
Yes.
Oh, it is allowed.
It's approved by Sony.
Oh, it doesn't read what it says there, so you can
it
say
reads
well,
it script.
Well, you know what it is? It works. The scripts it works off of are actually EverQuest scripts. They're in
but
the EverQuest
dumb
script
question,
file.
Dumb question, because I know no one listens anyway, so who cares?
Okay.
But what about all those things where you knew where all the mobs were in the zone?
Those are not EverQuest things.
Those are macros. Macros are on the left.
I thought that was all part of EQ Watcher.
No. What EQ Watcher does is
speak
for certain chats, you'll get a bark. You know,
however you want
like,
to
like,
set up.
Like out of characters and auctions and stuff.
It's
and then for like group raid and guild speak, if you want, you can have, you know, anyone come any chat coming to you, you can actually have it talk
well,
to you.
Well, the reason why I'm asking is we've just recently had a new appy join Legion of the Dead.
Yeah, right.
He's a cleric. Now, people were commenting that he was having problems with the complete heal rotation.
Grugny?
No.
Don't say names. No. Anyways.
Oh, shit. Tom, why'd you leave?
There's a toilet upstairs, right, Bob.
No, anyway, so okay. Needless to say, he...
What do you do?
So I sent him a thing and asked, you know, I'm part of the recruitment council.
Yeah.
Ends up, he's legally blind.
Okay.
And he's playing off EQ Watcher.
No, he's not playing off EQ Watcher.
What's he playing off of?
He's got his... He's legally blind, not completely blind.
So he's right. Got text-to-speech just working
so he
permanently.
No. He just has everything really large.
Right.
And he's got, like, the tells in certain ones where certain colors that he can read, but other colors, the darker blues or whatever, he really can't read them. So he kept missing his call for his turn.
Tell him to get EQ Watcher, then.
Well... I did.
Well,
that's why I started
Watch doesn't
to
say when to heal, but it will talk.
No, because they always say, you're next.
Oh, they do?
Yes.
Yeah.
So they'll say, you know, casting, complete heal.
Casting, complete heal. You know, so-and-so is next.
Right.
And
right. So he knows he's next.
And then you have a, if you
right.
have
it's
a 5-second. Right,
it's simple to get to. It's just www.eqwatcher.com, but you have to know how to write the scripts. The scripts are written, you download them, but
see,
you got to customize them.
Well, you see, that's the point. I don't know enough about it. So I just mentioned to him about EQ Watcher, you know,
right.
as a possibility because I knew it did talk to you. So that's why I was. That's the only reason why I was mentioning it because I said I don't know if this is actually a legal.
It is.
It is legal
program.
I think
right.
it doesn't Sony link you to
you
it or something.
Type to me, Tom. Wake the fuck up.
This is Sofa King.
Sofa King.
Well, mine doesn't talk
King
like that.
Boring.
Mine comes out pretty smooth with a female voice, but that's why I think everybody in game is female.
Actually, I love going over to Snow Dog's house and because she's got the count on the computer right next to it. So I type in, Snow Dog, this is your rectum speaking. Stop putting things in me.
But anyway, so no, but that's what, because, and it was really funny because then I mentioned in the Inquisition that we have on the board where everyone can talk about their different the different applicants to the guild. I type in there, he is I found out he's legally blind, blah, blah, blah. And the first response was from another cleric goes, you got to be fucking kidding me. and it was like, oh,
the tank. What tank?
So I had mentioned, maybe, start him off with, things a little bit, have him in charge of healing the off tank, or have him in charge of,
can he see the life bars?
What? I guess he can. I mean, hell, he's a 65th level cleric. Because his friend had actually told him.
But if you're in a heal rotation, you're expecting someone else to heal.
Right, but his friend had challenged him, had told him that you really should only play a monk or a rogue because you'll never be able to.
Sounds like his friend was right.
Right. Well, no. Okay. So, needless to say, he went on, and now he has like a 65th level necro, a 65th level.
So he's doing good. If he
got
them up
doing,
that
he's
high,
he's able to play the characters. It's just it takes you to a new level when you're raiding. When you're in a complete heal rotation, or when you're
where the Borg implant comes.
You gotta literally as all of a sudden as something comes across the screen, like, oh shit, this is going on. You have to be, Johnny on the spot. And until he gets, someone else said, well, considering yellow works, he said, I can't make everything yellow, otherwise, I won't know what it is.
But he could use, if yellow works, wouldn't the greenish that looks like, that's fluorescent like yellow?
I'm not looking through his eyes, so I'm only going by what he said. So I gave him another suggestion was, if he can't do that, make multiple boxes. Chat boxes. Have them all yellow, so you can read them. But have one be Arce, one be group, one be guild, one be tell.
How many boxes can you put up, though, before you have no room left on
like
the screen?
I have like
7.
Yeah, especially
but
if he's got it in the large.
But how much does
mode.
He really need in screen if he's playing the game correctly? He's a cleric. He's got to just be healing. It's not. He doesn't care what's going on around him.
Well, when someone says, "Follow, move to me, please."
Well, he's got to, there's a way. I mean, if you put up 3 or 4 windows, you can put them up. Because he has all the chat set at 5.
Oh, Jesus.
He said, he's already got the chat set at 5.
Oh,
the font size? Yeah. He's got all the fonts set at 5. He said, you can actually change it to 6. He said, there's a way to actually change it to 6. But, you know, but he has it all set at 5.
Actually, I
but
didn't get my
he does
see
the okay.
Blue, the blue color is hard to see.
Let me tell you something.
Me,
I have problems
vision.
Reading. I have problems reading some of the shit going across that screen. So,
how do you change your font size anyway?
Font size.
Font size. Slash font size.
Slant. Backslash font size?
Yeah.
One word.
Okay.
One word.
What?
One word.
Okay.
One word. Font
what
size.
What's the normal
one
setting?
One.
One word.
Okay.
I think, yeah, you can go anywhere from 1 to 5. I don't know what the normal setting is.
Because maybe I won't miss...
I run 12.
Yeah.
Just scrolls across your screen.
Nice.
Yeah,
boat.
So...
Volcano! I mean, no.
But that, okay, you know, so this TeamSpeak, you know, whatever, TeamSpeak, is that what it's called?
Yes.
Is another thing that could work really well for him.
But now for you, the people you hear,
no, because
have to be
all the other clerics
it.
Would have to be onto it. He needs to get EQ Watcher. Because
mm-hmm.
EQ Watcher would say anything in Raid Say.
Actually, no.
Raid Say.
Well, he's going to set the script
to group
say.
That's it.
Actually, right. No. They're just going
to
make sure that the one cleric
no.
that's ahead of him, before
chat?
Him,
yeah.
has team speak.
A lot of the clerics set up an off chat room for that, don't they?
Yeah, Dead Heels. Well, ours is called
right.
deadheels.spam.
So he would have to set it up for any of his chat rooms. All of his chat rooms would have to talk to him. Because you can't just set a single chat
right.
room to talk to you.
No, you could.
An EQ Watcher?
Yeah, you can set it to, because it says...
Oh, it has to do with being the one chat, then.
It just says chat.
Right, well, leave the other chats.
Yeah, leave your other chats, just be in one chat.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, there's ways around it for him, and he seems to be, I mean, he seems to do okay, because I played with him in group, in bot, we did a 3 hours in bot, and there was never a problem. That's why at first I didn't know anything was wrong.
You didn't yeah. believe them.
Well, when they mentioned the problem is why I contacted him and I said, you know, what's going on? And he said, well, you know, I am blind. And I'm like, you're what? You know, because he starts off with, you know,
did you
he's
start
going
typing
to school.
Really slowly to him?
Yeah. No, no, he starts off telling me he goes to school. You know, he only takes 2 classes a semester. You know, has no and doesn't have a job. I'm like. You know, that's why, because he got his 30 required raid points in like a week and a half.
Oh, Jesus.
You know? And I'm like, wow. You know, and he's like, well, you know.
Someone's
going to
be
Fandar
an animal?
And I collect Social Security.
Nice.
And I'm like, he goes to school. I'm like, okay, he's another, you know, waste of sperm who lives on the state's dime. You know, I'm like, I wonder what, you know, and he goes, yeah, because I'm legally blind. Okay, let me just, excuse me a second while I take the foot out of my fucking mouth. But yeah. But he seems to do okay playing it. Like I said, that's why I was curious.
I'm just
the whole
curious.
Reason why.
How do you enjoy a request if you can't see it?
No.
Legally blind
means
and blind are
yeah,
two very different things.
Yeah, he
legally blind means he's got like those Coke bottle fucking glasses
no,
on,
that,
and
he can't drive.
He can't drive.
But he can see the pictures fine then.
I guess he could. Well,
maybe he's
somewhat.
Extremely nearsighted.
Yeah, but
he's
but I'm saying,
screen, like
it's
right
like
here.
I can read this just fine. Can you read that from here? Let's say. Yeah,
I can't read anything that's on that screen.
Right.
I can read the other stuff.
But now, actually, I can read one. Train.
No, I can see
Counter-Strike Radio Sound Selector.
Right.
Train, that's it.
To him, it would be
I
a blur.
I can see hardcore.
Yes.
Is that
but
what
I'm
says?
You can read that?
Yes.
But what I'm saying...
Right, there
yeah.
is. That,
but
because
for
it's
him,
yellow. Do you see
for him,
why
it may
you
be
can
like
take
that
out because it's yellow?
Yeah, but Snow Dog, for him, that's what it's like if he's sitting right up against the computer screen.
No, I understand
screen.
What you're saying.
And so...
It doesn't mean he can't see it. It just means it's fuzzy, or you
it's
can't
fuzzy,
make it
and that's why he said bright yellow works for him. He's
right,
able,
like
you know.
Could probably read that from here, right?
No,
you can't read that.
No,
either?
Barely.
But I'm a blind fuck.
Barely.
So it doesn't matter.
Tom can though.
Yeah,
right.
I'm a blind fuck, so it doesn't
that's
matter.
That's yellow.
No, but you're right because I can't read the red chat. Same size.
I need.
Well,
I
let
need
me see. I can read. Oh shit! You are gay. Shotgun. Cockroaches.
Cock rocket.
Cock rocket. Blow. Job.
Sucked ass.
Sucked ass.
Okay, terrific.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. And
sucked
yeah.
ass.
Yeah. That's about it. I can't even see the yellow one that's underneath the train.
You are gay. Okay, I can
yeah,
see
I
that.
I can barely read that one. It's yellow and white. It's like...
Ping something or play something?
Ping pong.
Okay.
Yeah, like
but that's what... Yeah. But, you know, so he has that issue just a whole lot closer. Oh, we're talking about the blind guy, the ping pong star.
Actually,
no,
I miss playing ping pong.
No, he was telling me what it
I
said.
I know. Anyway.
All right.
So, cool. I'm done.
Cool. All right, we're done.
Okay,
yeah, I'm a little tired.
An hour and a half. Come on.
I'm a little tired.
I'm agreeing. I'm saying, you know.
Yeah. All right, let me put up a song here. I want to thank anybody want to
how do you say it?
Ghidorah. Like Fedora.
I'm
Fedora.
Hi, Fedora.
Ghidorah.
Well, cyber meme. Yeah, okay. Touch my pretty white ass.
Hairy white
funnel
ass.
Funnel my big titties.
Okay.
I went blind.
Hey, you know what? I noticed that a lot
okay,
more
Tom,
men.
Okay, Tom, you remind me of something, but I won't talk about it. Right,
there's a lot more men play female characters in EverQuest than women play men.
Yes.
No, women don't almost never. I shouldn't say never, because our old guild leader was. No, our old guild was a guy who played a girl. Never.
Right, right.
Yeah, no. I don't know of actually any girl characters that play men. Girl, you know, women that play a guy character.
No, none.
Yeah. I think I've met one or two.
There you go, Snow. Of all your characters, are any of them male?
No, and you want to know why? It's not because I was going to make male characters.
But you, as a female character, you can get more free shit.
No.
No. Tom asked me to start a male character, and I told him I just felt better playing a female, but he tried to talk me into starting a male character, being all of you guys had nothing but male characters. He thought it would only be right. When I first started, you told me to make my first character male.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't.
You may not remember, but you did.
No. No.
Yes.
No.
You know what really bothers you is when you realize you've been, like, laying back and chilling out at your friend's house and realize you've been laying on his socks!
I thought he moved all the time.
I might have said that as a joke. I might have said that as a joke, but no. Because you know what?
You would have known.
Personally,
I
really
like something.
I'm sorry to say this, but I'm very apprehensive against like people who like play gender twists there.
I don't know if they know how to do it, but me, the way I am, could you even see me playing a male character? I wouldn't scratch my nuts in game. I'd be like, yo, my boob hurts. And everybody would be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah. No, but I mean, I think that's wrong. Especially the ones that are like are really perverted and go, hey, you want to cyber me?
Nobody said that to me.
Actually,
Tom just got busted. Yeah.
Oh.
No, I'm not the only one, dude.
No,
I'm not the only one.
More times than not, I have caught myself saying, okay, hun, you know, whatever or something to a female character. Right. And then, you know, realizing. Afterwards, think about it, go, I wonder if it's a guy. You know, or then, like, our
no,
guild
but
leader,
Tom
Leanna.
Fedora was worse than that.
Lilinia.
Well,
For the longest time, I always thought she was a girl.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden, yeah.
No, the first raid I ever went on, Fedora was there, right? And right. She runs up, and, well, Shim, it ran up. And next thing you know, a half a dozen guys are like, you know, so-and-so rubs up against Fedora, so-and-so hugs Fedora. So I'm like, oh, I guess this is the group slut. You know, I'm like, okay.
The group slut. The guild slut.
The guild slut.
Yeah, it's changed hands a few times.
You, come on, there is a lot of guild sluts out there. You know, the ones that woke up and, you know, all of a sudden, you know, like, so-and-so, you know, gives
her
a hug.
Yeah, no, it was Bri, you know, for a while in Raven Mist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, so, I mean, but... You know, so I joined in on the bandwagon too. So I'm like, because I'm thinking, well, they even got to know her. You know, maybe she's, you know, that sounds safe. Half a dozen guys, you know, are hitting on her. You know, all of a sudden, it's like, all of a sudden, you find out I'm a man. I'm like, I'm in the shower. I'm dirty. The crying game in the back of my head. You know, the crying game.
What is it? Fate Dunaway
the
shower
that,
like,
say,
can wash from eight angles?
When Dom found out Mazikeen was really James.
James.
That's another one. You know, here I am. I'm like, you know,
a copy of something.
Shizma gives,
like,
Mazikeen a warm hug, and I'm like,
yummy.
Yeah!
Shizma did a lot more than that to Mazikeen.
No.
We all thought she was a girl.
Yeah, we all
thought. He played her perfect. He acted like a woman.
Yeah,
cybered like with her perfect. I mean,
What?
He did. He would talk like a woman, tee hee hee, and all that crap. He had it down
in the
pat.
Navy. That was Air Force, right?
But no, I mean, yeah, and they'll play their character. They'll play the female character, and, you know, and they'll say things like, you know, thanks, hon, and, you know, run up and give you the, you know, so and so kisses you on the cheek, and so you just think,
so and so
pushes
your bosoms up against your back. Yeah.
So you just think it's a female, thumb. And then you find out later on it's a guy. You're like,
your gun is digging into my hip.
It's just,
chewing gum.
It's wrong.
It's just wrong.
Einhorn is Finkel. Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn from the man.
I swear, that's what I felt like. I'm in the shower, I'm in, but now you can't get clean.
That's another good quote for the game, though.
Right? Yes, 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 yes.
Einhorn is Finkel.
Finkel is Einhorn.
Einhorn's a man.
You're going to dig it into my hip.
This goes out to all you shims out there.
Did you guys see that new TV show? Speaking of that, it's called Casino.
Yes.
Yes.
No. Did you see the guy go up to the room with the fucking... transvestite?
No.
He didn't know it?
No.
Oh, it was too funny. This guy was talking, he was trying to act like he was Mr. Man, you know? He was, you know, I hit up on women all the time, and I get lucky sometimes, whatever. So he goes, watch this, you know, and he's over there playing blackjack, and there's a guy sitting there with a fairly nice looking girl, quote, you know, in quotes. And so a little while later, he's making his moves, whatever, and the whole part of this, it's like a reality, you know, of
what really happens.
Right, in a casino. So he's interviewing, you know, and he goes, yeah, you know, I just move right over here, you know, she's hanging out with this fucking dweeb of a guy, watch me make my moves. You know, before you know it, about a half an hour goes by, and they're heading up to the room. Okay, fine, you know, like, he just got this girl away from this guy, you know. So they go back
the
to the guy.
Laughing,
right, they go back to the guy and try to like get this reaction, you know, to see what would happen with the camera, you know. And the guy's like, "I don't care, it's a guy." And they're like, "It's what? Yeah, he's a guy." So a little while later,
so they run up to the door. And no, like, I want to see his face when he comes out.
Right. So a little while later, they show him he's at back at the table. Right. And, like, and so they get the camera right in his face, and you know that was a guy, right? He goes, what? Yeah, that was a guy. He's like. Oh, shit.
He got a blowjob.
Yeah. He's like, oh, shit.
What channel is this on?
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, what channel is it on? It's on one of the...
The dicks deserve what they get.
Uh-huh.
Well, yeah, he had to see him because he was like, yeah, I hit up on women all day, all the time, you know. And I get, you know, like our friend Big and Ugly once said, hey, you walk up to 100 women and just go, swallow? He goes, one of them's going to say yes.
You know, unfortunately, that one
right is a guy.
It's a man, baby.
Oh, God.
On that note.
Yeah.
It was just funny.
We are done. Thanks.
Done.
All right,
and
now,
done.
I guess, obviously, 4th of July weekend, we're not doing this.
Right, but that's not next week.
That's not next weekend. Right. It's the weekend next.
We're not going to leave the show to...
Leave my party to go to the show. No, that'd be bad.
No, because then we miss
and
the pretty fireworks.
I'll have your money for you next week.
What?
I'll have your money next week.
Whatever.
Can't miss Bob's pretty fireworks?
No, can't miss my pretty fireworks.
Can't miss the opportunity to maybe blow off a finger.
Right, exactly.
Just remember, tell everybody to park in the bank. Bob has forgotten to tell people to move, and
that
we have set fireworks off
under that does remind me. I got to get tranquilizers for my dog.
Yes. You say that every year. I swear you never do.
No, I know.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Farewell.
Thanks, Gira.
Good night.
For listening.
You have 30 Gira.
Well, no, he once said in a Japanese
Gira.
Accent.
It's like Godzilla.
Gira.
Gira.
There you go.
You mega number one guy.
Yeah, thanks for calling in.
Thanks for, like, you know, praising us so much, my God.
We'll be back next week.
You're going to give Tasso a swollen skull? You keep doing that.
My something's swollen, but I get my skull.
Shit!
He's just made for
all
right, see you guys.
Good night.
7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're out.
Later.
Sayonara.